Welcome, everybody. We're back to the Prophet 6 military drills that have kickstarted in Iran. Today is the second day of those drills. As we mentioned earlier, Iran has started the second phase of these missile maneuvers and the military drills, dubbed Great Prophet 6. We had footage of the missiles being test-fired earlier. 14 projectiles, all in all, on day two were test-fired, including the Shahab-1, the Shahab-2, as well as the Zelzal missiles. This is also footage that we've just obtained here on Press TV for our viewers, where the second day of the missile drills, as we see the Shahab-1, Shahab-2, and Zelzal missiles were test-fired. In the first phase, which took place yesterday, being on Monday, Iran unveiled its array of indigenously constructed underground missile silos. The spokesman for the Great Prophet 6 drill said the silos are part of the rapid response units of the missile forces of Iran. Now, for more on these defensive military drills, we're joined by our correspondent, Ghanbar Nadiri, who's on location where these missiles are being test-fired. Ghanbar, first of all, tell us about what we're seeing today. The Shahab-1, Shahab-2, and the Zelzal missiles are being test-fired. Please give us more.
Well, it was a very, very impressive scene. I mean, everybody was impressed here, not because of the missiles, but because of the fact that these missiles have been all made in Iran, and they are Iranian technology, and nothing has come from the outside world. And that's the good thing about the whole situation here.
Well, what about what we saw yesterday? 2 days have passed from these maneuvers. Day one, we saw the IRGC unveiling its missile silos. Those also being domestically built. Tell us a little bit about yesterday's drills, the silos, and what took place on the first day of the Great Prophet 6 drills.
You should know that these silos are it's a very limited technology, and few countries in the world have access to this technology. And for that reason, I think we should congratulate all those who have been behind this technology and behind this Great Prophet 6 drill. So yesterday, yes, it was a very successful drill. And today we also have the same thing. And I didn't see anything go wrong. We had some contingency plans. We have extra missiles if something went wrong. But nothing went wrong. Everything went as planned. And everybody was, at the end of the day, very happy.
Well, you did mention that the silos, the technology that they use, it's very limited, even with the countries around the world. One of the technologies that we know is that these missile silos, they use advanced remote control systems. Now, my question is that all of this being domestically built, all of it being indigenous, tell us more about the significance and also about the strides that the Islamic Republic has taken in this regard.
Actually, I talked to the commander of IRGC Aerospace Forces, and he gave me his words that everything here that you see are all domestically made. And I told him, I asked him a specific question, that there are rumors that this technology has been imported from North Korea, and he categorically denied that. He said that, did you see any foreign national here? Did you see any foreign scientists here, any military commander, anybody from the outside? Well, and I said, no, I didn't see anybody. I saw just few soldiers and the Iranian experts and scientists and commanders who were behind this new drill, the sixth drill, actually.
Ghanbar, Iran has repeatedly emphasized that these military capabilities are merely aimed at defending the country. Also, an IRGC official stressed that these drills, the Great Prophet 6 maneuver, harbor a message of peace and friendship for regional nations. Tell us more about that.
Actually, we had the same conversation, exclusive interview. What we had here, we had short-range missiles and long-range missiles. They are between 500 kilometers and 2,000 kilometers, and they don't go beyond that. Quite the opposite, the West claims that these missiles can hit the European targets. But the commander of IRGC forces here said that they don't have that kind of range. They are not long-range. They are specifically designed, I stress, for defense and not offense. weapons. And all of these missiles are controlled by a remote. So you don't see any human interaction. I didn't see any human interaction here with all the missiles that were fired one at a time. We were so impressed. We didn't see any human being anywhere. We just suddenly saw everything going up to being launched to the sky. And everything went smoothly and according to the plan. I told you there were some contingency plans. We had one extra missile to be fired today, but there was no need for that. So, the contingency plan wasn't needed today at all. And also, the IRGC commander gave his word to the international community, especially the European community, that these missiles have and pose no threat. They pose no threat, I stress, to the European countries, and they are only specifically designed for defense purposes.
Khabar, by your account, these drills have been smooth sailing so far. Excuse me. What about the rest of day two being today? What else is in store?
Well, that's a very good question. I cannot give you the exact date, but sometime later this month, we will have the next...
Okay, I believe we lost that connection. That was Ghabar Nadri, Press TV's correspondent on location where these missile drills are being tested. These missile drills are being carried out. As you know, today, Iran has begun the second day of its missile maneuvers, codenamed the Great Prophet 6. The Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, the IRGC, tested surface-to-surface missiles, including the Shahab 1, the Shahab 2, and the Zelzal during the drills. This is recently obtained footage we're showing for you right here on Press TV. Also on Monday, Iran unveiled its domestically constructed underground missile silos. Now let's get into the details of what's been taking place over the past 2 days. As our correspondent mentioned, the 2 days of drills have been smooth sailing, basically. Contingency plans had been in store, but they weren't needed. I believe we do have footage of those silos as well. First of all, let's take a look at what's going on today. Today, Iran started its second day of its defensive military drills, codenamed the Great Prophet 6. The maneuvers did start on Monday, yesterday being day one. On the first day of the Great Prophet 6 military maneuvers, the IRGC unveiled its domestically built missile silos. Now, the silos, as you can see, are underground vertical cylindrical containers, which are used for the storage and launching of ballistic missiles. And we saw these silos and missiles were tested on day one of the military drills. General Asghar Qalichkhani, who was in charge of the drills yesterday, said that these silos are part of the swift reaction of the IRGC missile brigade. These missiles, as you can see, they're stored vertically, ready to be launched against predetermined targets. That's according to the Fars News Agency, quoting General Qalichkhani. Qalichkhani also said that the country has been using these domestically built missile silos for well over a decade now. These that you're seeing are the new generation of silos that are operational from a launch control center located far from the launch pad. As our correspondent mentioned earlier, these technologically advancements in these capabilities of these maneuvers shows that they were launched, and we have the capacity and capability to launch them with remote control systems. So that's also another stride in a positive direction for the Islamic Republic and its defense capabilities. As we mentioned, the main advantage of these silos is the reduced launch time, as the weapons are not needed to be moved or aligned prior to their launch. Well, the IRGC official also stressed that the Great Prophet 6 maneuver is totally defensive. It has defensive objectives and will be staged with a message of peace and friendship. Iran has repeatedly emphasized that its military drills and capabilities are merely aimed at defending the country against possible foreign threats. Now, IRGC's Naval Air and Ground Forces staged the Great Prophet 5 military drill in the Persian Gulf back in April 2010. Now, today being day two, as you can see on the bottom of your screen, breaking news, two Shahab 1, two Shahab 2, one Shahab 3 missiles, and also, if I'm correct, based on information we had earlier, 9 Zelzal missiles were launched simultaneously on day 2 of the Great Prophet 6 military drills. Commander of the Aerospace Division of the IRGC, Brigadier General Amir Ali Haji Zadeh, announced on Sunday that these exercises dubbed the Great Prophet 6 would start on Monday. Today we are seeing footage from day 2 of those drills. We will have more of these military drills dubbed the Great Prophet 6 right here for you on Press TV as soon as we get the footage. So you might want to tune back with us here, but to stay with us, we will be returning to the normal course of programming. It's goodbye for now from the news desk.